I've only been here since 2018, and about every 10 days or so, we always tickle the DOJ, regardless of which administration, of where they're at on some of their antitrust enforcements and that, right? But right, antitrust enforcement's an executive branch function. What Congress can do, and I think the two things that we could do well, is one, promote policy and legislation that that lowers those barriers to market, whether it's overtime for USDA regulators, different types of things like that. And then states like Wyoming have already started doing some of these things. They're just going around. The more we can give states primacy, the better we're going to be, because states actually can. I mean, state governments don't adapt quickly either, but they adapt significantly quicker than the federal government. So if we can create those, reduce those barriers in entry and create more competition, that will always increase prices. And we've seen that, right? Not just from the normal problems, but over COVID and supply chain issues. We just had a cyber hack on one of our processors that, essentially shut them down in the United States. These aren't just issues to make sure that our producers are getting a fair price and that our consumers aren't getting gouged. But it actually does matter. North Dakota is one of the reasons the United States is both food and energy secure. I always say we feed and fuel the world. Let us do it. Just let us do it.